The New Hampshire presidential primary is one of the most documented events that happens in this state, but an exhibit opening today shows a unique side of the process. It's called Candidates, Connections Made and Missed, and it's on display at the Mill Space at the Newmarket Mills today through February 7th. Joining me now is Roger Gowan, the photographer who put the exhibit together. Roger, welcome.
Thanks, Rudy. It's a pleasure.
You and your camera have been following presidential candidates for years and years. Why did this year seem like the right time to put a collection of images together?
Well, everybody knows in New Hampshire that politics is our state sport. What I realized was the candidates' campaign speeches weren't what was interesting about the events. What's interesting is the give and take between the candidates and the voters. The question and answer can be kind of interesting, but that's really hard to photograph. What's great, though, is when the candidates, either when they come in or when they're ready to leave, they'll interact with the voters one-on-one. And that's when all the magic happens at these events. The candidates either do or don't connect with the voters when they're trying to talk to them one-on-one and answer their questions or sign photographs or whatever they're doing. And I decided that I was going to try to capture those moments when the candidates try to connect with people.
So that explains the title then, Connections Made and Lost, because you do see people getting together, interacting, exchanging views. And then sometimes it's either over like that or it doesn't quite land.
And when you look at these pictures, that's what you see. A lot of times there's just no connection between the candidate and the person they're talking to. Or the spouse will be standing there and they're really bored or something else is going on. It's really interesting to see.
Now, in your case, you were looking to document these encounters, document these interactions. Was it mostly the case that you were doing candid photos, documenting what was already going on? Or did you have to go up to candidates sometimes and say, here's what I'm doing, can I get a photo?
I never had to go up to a candidate. And the reason is that I'm a wheelchair user. Candidates make a beeline for me in any room. And I would say, so I'm doing this photo series on candidates interacting with voters. Feel free to just ignore me. And they didn't.
They didn't ignore you. Photography can reveal a subject very well. These are candidates who, you know, they stay really on message, sometimes to the point that they don't reveal a whole lot about themselves. Is that a challenge then as a photographer to reveal when the person you're taking pictures of isn't necessarily going to reveal for you?
No one can be on 100% of the time. So very often, if someone says something to them that strikes them, they'll drop their mask for a moment, or they'll be gesticulating wildly, or all kinds of things can happen. And some of these candidates, quite frankly, are much better at this than others. And you'll see that in these pictures. The person they're talking to might be real animated and they might have a real blank expression. Sometimes there's active hostility going on between the two people looking at each other. Sometimes the voter is just thrilled to meet this person. And you'll see that reflected back in the candidate's face because they're good at that. Sometimes there's a lot of compassion going on, which really surprised me when I saw it.
Sometimes the candidates look as if they're very firmly in command of the interaction, that they're still sort of the one in charge. And there are other times where, even though they may be the center of the action, they may not be necessarily in control of it. And that just struck me as kind of a metaphor for what it must be like to run for president.
You know, I think that's right. Somebody like Hillary Clinton, who has done this so long and so many times, can have a meaningful interaction with 100 people in a room. And I watched that. She did. Some of these other candidates that haven't done it very long, they can really struggle.
The closest project that I could compare yours to was a book I remember from the 1988 presidential campaign in New Hampshire called Choose Me. Many of those images were about candidates in the very traditional New Hampshire primary model. So standing out in the snow, shaking hands on Main Street, going door to door. And there's less and less of that now, it seems, where even just stopping at a diner winds up being a very busy event where you'll see dozens and dozens of people and media following a candidate around and staffers and so forth. Is that a commentary, perhaps, on the changing nature of the New Hampshire primary?
Sure. And, you know, I blame the internet like so many things. Because you can go online now and you can see exactly what all the candidates are going to be from day to day. And if you want to go meet that candidate or bird dog them, you can go. It's really not hard to follow them. So yeah, more people turn out at these events. And there's protesters and there's bird doggers and there's activists of all stripes. And it can get a little crazy. And there's people like me who just want to use that 90 seconds or 2 minutes when at the end of a candidate's stump speech when they're going to go shake some hands. And that's all I care about. So I might be there for 2 hours, but all I care about is that last 2 minutes.
Even with all of that hectic craziness going on, there's still perhaps in those 2 minutes something special that can happen.
If I get lucky. I have gone to events. I've gone to many events and come back with nothing. I had to go see Rand Paul 3 times because the first time he ran right out of the room after his speech, and the second time I had the wrong time and I was there late, and the third time was the charm. And you just keep doing it, and eventually you get lucky with everybody.
You just keep watching, be patient, and who knows what might happen.
That's right.
Roger, thanks so much. This was great.
Brady, thank you.
That's photographer Roger Gown. His exhibit, Candidates, Connections Made and Missed, is on display at the Mill Space at Newmarket Mills starting today. You'll find a link for more information about the project at nhpr.org. And if you'd like to take some photos of the primary candidates yourself, you can find out where they'll be in New Hampshire by downloading our new iPhone app, State of Democracy. It features an interactive map of upcoming candidate events and much more. Just search for State of Democracy in the iTunes Store.